I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The presidential race went into high gear today. The nominees of both parties were on the road. Democrat Barack Obama in Pennsylvania. He told people there that the Republicans are out of touch with the struggles of the middle class. Meanwhile, John McCain wasted no time getting out of St. Paul, where the Republican National Convention wrapped up last night. McCain went first to Wisconsin, where he claimed he's the real candidate of change. The World's Matthew Bell also left St. Paul earlier today. He was there for the Republican convention this week, and he was in Denver to cover the Democratic convention last week.
In some ways, Marco, it's sort of like comparing apples and oranges, you know, and especially you think of the last days of the conventions, the speech by Obama at Invesco Field. When we got to the stadium there, the line of people outside was estimated to be between 2 and 6 miles long. You know, and then last night with McCain speaking, it was just a very different atmosphere. The Democratic convention in general was just sort of more frantic. It seemed to me that there were a lot more reporters, and I spent a lot of time talking to foreign reporters. So a lot of them weren't going to go to the RNC because their audiences were more interested in Barack Obama as a phenomenon. So that was a big difference.
Right. I mean, we heard the other day about Pakistanis and Afghans listening on radio to the conventions. Did you have a sense that the politicians and delegates at the RNC were mindful of this fact and that the eyes and ears of the rest of the world were on them to a certain degree?
I'll tell you, Marco, who was very, very keened in on that, and that was the protesters outside. You know, they were chanting yesterday, "The whole world is watching."
And at the Democratic convention, Matthew, if you can recall to last week, what was the sense there that the Democratic delegates and politicians were aware that the world was watching?
Well, the presence of the foreign international news media is huge there. You know, there were something like 15,000 reporters, I think, at the Democratic convention, and close to that at the RNC, maybe 10,000 is a number I heard. But you just can't miss it. You know, you walk through the halls, and you're hearing all kinds of language. You're hearing reporters doing interviews and talking to people in every language that you can think of. There's a foreign press center there that's just packed, you know, shoulder to shoulder with reporters from all over the world.
And did you hear, like, delegates kind of getting some practice in their foreign language skills talking to foreign reporters to express their points of view?
I didn't, though I did talk to some folks at Al Jazeera last night, you know, and I asked them what they focus on, and they said, you know, obviously we focus on Arab-American delegates, and Al Jazeera, of course, broadcasts in Arabic and English, so they, you know, they'll bring people in. We met a Pakistani-American from Virginia who was talking to NBC at one moment, and then he had an interview scheduled with Al Jazeera, and yeah, so there's that sort of thing going on. Now, another thing that struck me was during McCain's speech last night, I was sitting next to a journalist from New Zealand, and he leaned over to me and said, you know, they really say all the same things from both parties. And that struck me that, you know, as an outsider, you're going to hear from both Barack Obama and John McCain things like, I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to keep your taxes low. I'm going to Washington to change a broken system. And they really do hit a lot of those same highlights.
The World's Matthew Bell in St. Paul, thanks very much.
All right. Good to talk with you.